第三章第一节念到第八节。
Romans chapter 3 verses 1 to 8.
我们轮流来念。这样说来，犹太人有什么长处呢？各里有什么益处呢？
凡事大有好处，一是神的圣灵浇过他们。
即便有不信的，这有何妨呢？难道他们的不信就毁掉神的信吗？
断乎不能，不如说神是真实的，人是虚谎的。如经上所记，你这辈人的时候显为公义，被人议论的时候可以得胜。
我且照着人的常话说，我们的不义若显出神的义来，我们可以怎么说呢？神降怒是他不义吗？
断乎不是。若是这样，神怎能审判世界呢？
如果上帝的真实因我的西方越化显出他的荣耀，为什么我还受审判，好像罪人呢？
为什么不是我们可以说人成善呢？这是伟大的人说我们有这话，这等人应该是该当的。
为什么不说我们可以做以成善呢？这是诽谤我们的人说我们有这话，这的人定罪是该当的。我们低头祷告。主啊，求你今天再一次在我们这个聚会中间掌权居首位。主啊，你再一次在这个聚会中间设立你自己的宝座，你再一次从你的宝座发光照耀我们的心，用主你自身的真道建造我们的灵明，所使我们因为真理的光照，我们的理性更清楚认识你的旨意，所使因为你圣灵的感动，使我们的心灵再一次苏醒过来，归回你的道路。所求主你赐福给你的仆人，给他们勇敢把你的真理传讲清楚，给他们的思想被你的真理的灵所引导，以至于他们的言语、他们所讲的话都带着上头来的能力，把你的心意向我们鲜明出来，使我们的信心有根有基，建立在你至圣的正道上面。感谢赞美我们的奉耶稣基督的名，吩咐魔鬼撒旦以及他一切的差使离开这个地方，是因为他在你里面是毫无所有的。愿主你把你的得胜赐给我们，你在我们中间施行拯救，你在我们中间造就我们的灵性，在我们中间培养我们每一个人对你真理的认识，奉耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿们。上个礼拜我们在这里思想到第三章前面几句很重要的话语，犹太人有什么长处呢？
What are the goods for the Jews?
神给他们律法有什么益处呢？
What are the goods for God to give them law?
这个民族岂不是被认为是神的选民吗？
This nation is called the elect God.
是不是神特别的爱临到他们的身上？
Isn't he received a special love of God?
怎样逐渐的摩西对他们所讲的话，你们在万族中间原是最小的，所以不是因为你们有什么长处所以我拣选你们，还是因为我的爱愿意临到你们的身上。这就是圣经里面所隐藏的无条件拣选的这个教义的一个种子。
And that is the seed of the unconditioned election of the doctrine.
如果一个人在神的面前蒙受主的恩典，
If a man receives grace from God,
不是因为我们配，
It is not because we are worthy.
不是因为我们有什么好处，
It is not because we are something good.
那就是神自己恩典的主权，凭着他自己的自由愿意临到我们的身上。
But it is because God through his own sovereignty, through his own power, has given this grace upon us who are not worthy.
所以我们除了感恩之外，我们没有别的可以夸的。
So other than feeling great grateful and gratitude, there's nothing that we can boast on ourselves.
但这个道理到了新约的时候，保罗明白他讲出一句很重要的话。
This is when it comes to the New Testament, Paul understands and Paul says this statement.
他说：“我如今成了何等样的人？” 都是因为主的恩才成的。
That what kind of man I become today is it because of a grace of God?
不是因为我的努力。
It is not because I am labor.
不是因为我的功劳。
It is not because of my merit.
不是因为我的行为。
It is not because of my conduct.
不是因为我做了什么善功。
It is not because of my good works.
因为善功得到的叫做工价，不叫做恩。
Because what I receive from good works is my wages.
如果我有什么条件足够蒙拣选，所以我的好处不是神的恩典。
If it's because of any condition.Because of that, I receive grace from God. Then it is because of my good works.
一个人对恩典神学彻底的了解
，If a man thoroughly understands the doctrine of grace,
就同时了解到自己是毫无条件。
Then you understand that he himself possesses no condition at all.
只有这两种了解结合在一起，才可能使我们把完全的荣耀归给上帝。
When these two understandings are put together, then you can give all glory to God.
那么这样犹太人被拣选有什么意思呢？
Then the Jews are elected. What does it mean?
他们领受的律法有什么价值？
They have received the law. What is the value?
圣经说以这样，第一，上帝的圣言已经交托给他们。
The Bible says that the first, because God's word has been entrusted to them.
这表示因为犹太人蒙恩的缘故，地上有了天上。
It is because the Jews have the grace of God, and that's why upon the earth we have the heavenly word through the Jews.
至高之处的上帝的圣言临到了人间。
God who is on the highest, His holy word is now coming to the world.
那这个圣言是谁的呢？
This holy word, who does it belong?
是犹太人的吗？
Does it belong to the Jews?
不是，
no.
是神的。
It is God.
那么犹太人既然领受这个圣言，他不是有特权吗？
Now since the Jews have received this word within their privilege,
他是蒙交托。
But actually they have been entrusted.
因为上帝把他的圣言交托给他们。
Because God entrusted His word to them.
所以这样的这个恩典就要求人对神负一个责任。
And because of this grace, man must be responsible to God.
因为恩典跟责任要成为正比。
Because grace and responsibility must have a direct connection.
这个圣经里面一个重要的教训。
And that's very important teaching of the Bible.
多给谁就向谁多要。
Whoever receives much, must demand from them.
少给谁就向谁少取。
Whoever is giving less, less will be demanded from them.
这个不是定性的公平观。
It's not a static view of justice.
这是动性的公平观。
But rather a dynamic view of justice.
圣经的公平的哲学是一个责任的一个哲学。
The philosophy of justice in the Bible is the philosophy of responsibility.
Justice in responsibility.
我们乃是因为公义，但是同样的我们要有责任。
我们要向神负责任。
So we have to be accountable to God.
那么当犹太人不信上帝的话，不是引来了全世界的笑料吗？
So when the Jews do not believe in God, that also annoyed by laughing stock to the people of the world.
上帝特别爱。
That God especially loved them.
上帝拣选。
God elected them.
上帝把圣言交给他们。
God has given them the word of God.
他们不但没有遵行。
Not only they do not do it.
他们就以此为傲。
And they feel arrogant because of that.
以此夺取上帝的荣耀。
And because of that, they stand away the glory of God.
他们自己也没有遵行上帝的道。
And they never obey God's word.
所以呢，犹太人就是外邦人得罪了。抵挡上帝、羞辱上帝的好机会。
So because of the Jews, this Gentile have a chance to laugh against God.
这岂不是神的羞辱吗？
Isn't that a shame?
啊，上帝啊，没有用了。
God, there's no use.
你说爱的是不爱你。
The one that you love doesn't love you back.
你说交托的是不听你。
The one you entrusted never listen to
you. 有律法的是抵挡你的。
They have law, but they go against you.
保罗说不是。
Paul said no.
上帝的信。因为人的不信就变成没有价值嘛。
So the faithfulness of God does it become this value because men do not believe?
所以我们上个礼拜就讲到价值哲学的原理。
And that's why last week we talked about the doctrine of the value.
到底价值在乎人对它的赞赏才存在嘛。
The value is it because people appreciate then they change?
或者因为人对它的不接受就变成不存在嘛。
Or is it because men do not accept it then it doesn't exist?
不是的。
No.
价值的绝对性在乎自我的本体。
The absolute value lies on its own substance.
当没有人认识它的时候，它的价值本身不会因为人不认识而消失。
When nobody knows, but its own value will not disappear because men do not know.
这个基督教真理一个很重要的总原则。
And that's very important principle of Christianity.
对，当全世界人不愿意听上帝的话的时候
，So when the whole world doesn't want to listen to the word of God,
神不会因此就失去价值。
God will not because of that lose its value.
他就要审判。 那些有机会听见他的话却没有回应的。
Because even then he would judge those who have a chance to listen to the words but never respond positively.
像基督徒应当先比他们更敏感地明白这件事。
So Christian must be more sensitive than these people to understand this truth.
其实我们的神不会因为人不接受他就变成自讨没趣没有价值。
That our God will not be because men do not believe in him, that he will lose his own value.
因为人对神的回应也就是神要审判人一个重要的根据。
Man's response to God becomes the basis that God wants to judge man.
这样我们就从以人为中心的宗教观念改成以神为中心的观念来迎合圣经的原则。
So then our concept of religion will change from man centered to God centered.
真正的教会是以神为中心的教会。
The true church will be a church that is with God centered.
真正的教会是以神的宝座为我们的这个根基的一个宝座。
A true church also will have the throne of God as the foundation of the church.
神的审判
God's judgment
是我们畏惧的原因。
It's the reason why is that we fear.
神的诚信真实
and also God's faithfulness
是我们信仰的原因。
And also become the reason for it to be.
神的应许
and God's promise
是我们盼望的原因。
Become the reason for hope.
神的真理
and God's truth
是我们信的内容。
Become the content of
这样是神决定我们的信的价值。
So it is God who determines the value of faith.
是神决定我们盼望的价值。
It is God who determines the value of hope.
是神决定我们行为的价值。
It is God who determines the value of conduct.
是神决定我们的爱的价值。
It is God who determines the value of love.
我们的信望爱是因为神是可信的是我们盼望的因由是我们爱的根源
our faith, our hope, our love it is because God is the source of all these things
当人走样的时候
when man gone astray
不等为基督教就没有价值
it doesn't mean that Christian has lost its value
当人越走样就越证明神审判人的权柄是
神 when even man is more distorted which means that God's judgment is right
今天我们如果看见一个教会失败
today when it's just failed
因为他已经从以神为中心的总原则转退变成以人为中心的
原则 because he has turned from God's center principle to the man-centered principle
怪不得你的教会里面听不见神的声音你只有听见人的声音就听见钱的声音
no wonder in the church you can never listen to the right voice of God but only voice of money and voice of man
好像只有人的因素才决定神要怎么样做工
it looks as if there's a human factor would determine how God will work
对这段圣经给我们的原则不是如此
but the principle of the Bible is totally different
这段圣经告诉我们神的公义所以终究对人对他错误反应审判的一个基础。
It says that the righteousness of God becomes the foundation forever that God will judge us with that principle.
所以上帝的信，因为人的不信，就变成没有价值吗
？What the faithfulness of God because men disbelieve becomes the valueless?
不是的。
No.
保罗不但说不是。
Not only possibly no.
保罗说断乎不可。
Well, the Paul said absolutely not.
或者绝对不能做到这样的事情。
Absolutely not is impossible.
接下来他怎么样讲呢
？And then he continued to say,
我们不如说上帝是真实的，人是虚幻的。
Rather we say that God is true and man lies.
没有人生经验的人
，those have no experience in life,
常常人言动听，随便改变主意。
Many times because men's sweet word, they change their position.
特别是年轻人
，especially young people.
你听这个人讲话
，when you listen to this man speaking,
再听那个人讲话
，and that one speaking,
讲话的内容不一样
，the content's different.
哎，原来同一个事情看法这么不同
，so the same thing, different views.
那么你就跟谁走呢
？Then who do you want to follow?
你跟那些比较有意听的
，and follow those who are pleasing to you，
比较动听的
，and more sweet to you，
甜言蜜语
，and sweet and pleasant。
如果你理性够强的话
，but when you are strong in reasoning，
你看那些理由讲的比较合你的意思同逻辑的
，you find that those things with more logical to you，
你就跟着他们的
，then you follow，
那你的立场永远动摇了
，then your position always change。
那么看这个有道理，那个有道理
，this man has reason， that man has reason。
我16岁的时候
，when I was 16，
当我看了那些哲学的书呢
，when I studied read all those philosophical books，
我发现。越看困难越大
and I find more difficulty in reading
为什么呢
why
看这派的时候这派都是对的
when I see this school all are right with the school
但我看那派的时候那派都是对的
when I read the other school the other school is all right too
再换另外一派另外一派更对
and I change to other school is more right
所以再反过来看这派好像变成不对
so I turn back to this school as if it's wrong
但是再注意看也对
Then I look at carefully again. It's right again.
到最后呢，派派对，我不对。
So every school is right, I'm wrong.
或者我对，派派不对。
Or I'm right, every school is wrong.
这一次其中要怎么选呢
？So how am I going to make a selection?
选他们都对，我不对，太自卑了。
If I'm going to make a choice that all of them are right, I'm wrong, I feel very inferior.
选我对，他们都不对，太骄傲了。
If I feel that I'm right, they're all wrong, I'm too proud.
选他对，我也对，没有道理。
If I say that they're wrong, I'm wrong, there's no reason for that.
如果我们只选两个，他们都不对，我也不对。对，世界没有盼望。
If I would say that wrong, I'm wrong too. There's no hope to the world.
所以结果怎么办呢
？So what to do呢？
我不知道你的理性曾经进到这种可怕的深谷里面没有。
I don't know whether your reason has fallen into this bad.
这就是相对主义产生的结果。
This is something that produced from relativism.
相对主义从个人主义开始。
Relativism comes from this humanism.
个人主义就从怀疑主义开始。
Come from egoism. Egoism comes from skepticism.
相对主义、个人主义、怀疑主义、混合主义 ，syncretism、personalism、subjectivism、relativism， 这些都是表兄弟表姐妹
So all these isms are cousin brothers and cousin sisters
到最后呢
And finally
莫衷一是
So they are all not in accord
完全没有立场
So they have no position of their own
人年轻人以伟大的心智奋斗的决心走进社会的时候
So when the young people have a heart to go to the society to struggle
都是用一个立场排除所有的立场
It is with a single position they want to do away with all other positions
当他年老经验越多的时候呢
When they are old they are more experienced
用所有立场来抵消自己的立场
They use all these positions to nullify his own position
有的人年轻就走那条
Some when they are young they walk in that way
这是很可怜的事情
That's pitiful
从前有一个人在这四会开会到两
There was a pass in a one deacon having a deacon board meeting at 2 a.m.
他的太太等他气得半死，把他的饭热了几次再冷，再热再冷。
So the wife was angry because she microwaved the food for many times.
所以他就不知道是到底几点才要回家。
So she doesn't know what time the husband come back.
做什么这事？
What kind of deacon you
are? 三更半夜还在这事。
Even in the midnight, you are still having a meeting.
开什么会
？What kind of meeting you are?
开来开去开不会。
And so you have all meeting, but you don't know how to do.
两点还不回家。
And 2 a.m. you don't come back.
教会什么侍奉主
？And how can you serve the Lord in the church?
侍奉到你老婆等到三更半夜。
And you, your wife, got to wait until midnight.
所以他还没有回来，这个太太就叉腰了。
So before he comes back home, the wife of course so angry.
等来等去等到两点。
She said, I waited until 2 a.m.Then there was knocking at the door.
一开门
，open the door，
火山就爆炸了。
Then the volcano exploded.
几点了你才回家
？Do you know what time is it now？
你到哪里去
？Where have you been？
哇，这个他呢，这几个钟头想，可能开会晚了去找别人。
Maybe after the meeting he has gone somewhere else.
啊，但不要生气，不要生气。
Don't get angry. Don't get angry.
主的工作。
This is Lord's work.
不管主什么
，I don't know what Lord's work.
为什么这样子来回家
？Why are you so late？
教会的事情太重要。很多很多不同的意见。
So many things, so many important things. There are so many different views.
他说你忍耐，我讲给你听。
And my wife be patient, I'll tell you.
好好忍耐，忍耐，快快讲。
Okay, I'll be patient. Just tell me.
今天这事部分成两派，斗得很厉害。
And today the church divided into two factions of the deacons. They have struck a very hard.
后来 A 派讲一分钟都办，我听了他们很有理由，那你怎么样
？The A spoke for one half hour. I think they have good reason.
我因为听他们很有理由，我就说好，你们对，你们对。
Because they have good reason, I say you're right.
后来呢 ，B 派大发脾气。
And then later on, this B got angry.
你怎么说他们对
？How can you say they're right?
你只听一遍的话
，You listen to the side.
只听我们讲
，Listen to us.
从又讲一个钟头。
And they also spoke one half hour.
讲完了，我说你们也对。
I say you are also right.
所以 A 派也对
，A is right.
B 派也对
，B also is right.
他太太说哪里有这个道理？
Then the wife said, "How can that be?"
如果 A 派对，一定 B 派不对。
If A is right, B must be wrong.
如果 B 派对，一定 A 派不对。
If B is right, A must be wrong.
哪里有两派都对
？How can be two groups are right?
他听来听，他说你也对。
You're also right.
所以这个男人呢，没有立场了。
So this man has the position of his own.
这个也对，那个也对，你也对，全部对。那我呢？我大概不对。
He is right. He is right. Everybody is right. I'm wrong.
这个叫做相对主义。
This is called relativism.
叫做泛合主义。
This is syncretism.
Syncretism.
Huh?
Relativism,
relativism,
skepticism,
怀疑派
，subjectivism,
个人主义派，
结果呢就变成没有答案。
So later on, there's no answer at all.
那么基督徒如果这样怎么办
？Now if Christian happen to be so, what are you going to do?
如果这样怎么办呢
？If that is so, what are you going to do?
保罗说不难。
Paul said no.
你不能这样。
You cannot be so.
那么不如说。
And rather you say,
这个不如说的意思是两个不好中间还要给一个比较好叫做不如说。
We think you want to choose one better than worse.
但是呢，这个的不如说呢，也告诉我们呢，你要从更坏的中间出来。
We think you want to come out from the worst.
不如说什么？
What is it?
人都是说谎的。
Man all are liars.
神是真实的。
God is faithful.
所以这句话就变成一个结论出来。
So that become a conclusion.
当世界没有给你答案的时候。
When the world has no conclusion for you.
你应当以神为真理的源头。
You must use God as a source of truth.
不是因为你把神当作真理的源头，他才成为源头。
It is not because you deem God as a source of truth, then he becomes a source of truth.
不是因为你信他是真理，他就变成真理。
It is not because you believe that he is the truth, he changes to be truth.
本来就是真理。
But he actually is truth.
所以你现在走到世界各角落，发现人都是虚谎的时候。
So when you go to all corners of the world, finding that all men are liars.
你回头。你看来有一位真实的神
，because there's only one true God。
你说这个不是证明，这是信仰。
This is not a proving, this faith。
信仰是不能被证明的，就是迷信。
And faith cannot be proven as your superstition。
为什么我一定要相信神是真实的
？Why is that I must believe that God is true？
为什么要相信人都是说谎
？Why is that I must believe that men are lying？
你的生活经验越来越多的时候
，because when you're more and more experience life，
你就知道。天下没有一个真正完全的义人。
You know that in the whole world there's no one true truth.
当你与人接触、与人交往越来越丰盛的时候
，When you have more fellowship with others，
你就知道人人都有不可靠的成分。
You see that people have the degrees of trustworthiness。
其中是你自己生命面对难关的时候所讲的话不够真实，就作为你对整个人类评定的一个基本的一个尺寸。
Even in your life experience, sometimes you don't speak the truth and become the foundation of measurement of others.
人都是虚幻的。
Men are liars.
只有神是真实的。
Only God is true.
保罗就提供这个对你说，不如你这样想，你就更靠近。
And Paul provides this answer for you, rather you say in this way.
那么如果人人都是虚妄的，怎么相信神是真实？
If every man is a liar, how do you believe that God is true?
如果人人都是虚妄，
If every man is a liar,
那么我们讲真实，讲真实做什么呢？
Then what for do we say truth and truth?
因为根本真实不存在。
Because truth doesn't exist.
如果真实不存在，
If truth doesn't exist,
而我们还有时候会讲真实，真实岂不是自欺欺人吗？
And sometimes we say about truth and doesn't we deceive ourselves.
这个共通性还要讲真实的动力是什么呢？
So this kind of force they allow us to talk about this commonality of truth. What is that force?
What is the source of impulse and the motivating power that cause us to speak something about the genuine or the true integrity?
是怎样的一个动力使我们能够产生来说呢？这个真实是存在的。
我们对孩子不要吵架。
We say little kid,
不要打架
don't fight.
孩子就相信妈妈讲的话，不要打架是对的。
And then this kid will believe the mother say, don't fight, and that's right.
等你的孩子长大以后
，When your children grow,
才发现国家英雄都是打仗才做英雄。
And then they find the national heroes are those who have gone to wars.
不打不会做英雄。
If they go through, don't go to war, they cannot be heroes.
那为什么我们小的时候叫孩子不要打仗，不要打架？大了又要打仗，
为什么 ？When they are young, we say they don't fight them at wars. When they are old, they say they win the war and also fight them. We can become heroes.
对孩子说不要说谎。
And we tell the kids, do not lie.
你自己长大，你知道做生意不说谎赚不了钱。
Then when you grow old, you see that businessman you don't lie, you cannot make money.
所以对孩子说不说谎的，常常大人自己常常说谎的。
So the old will tell the young not to lie. They themselves are the one who lie.
你看每一个国家的纪念碑都是打的人的纪念碑。
Because every monument of the nations are those of wars,
斗士
and also warriors,
我烈士，革命勇士，打成功才做精英。
It is not through war they become heroes.
但是我们就给孩子不要打
，and they will say don't fight,
不要说谎
，don't have war, don't lie.
到底那些教导是真的是假
？So those teaching are they correct?
如果那些教导是真的
，if those teachings are right,
为什么我们大的时候行不出来
？Why is that when we get old?
既然行不出来
，if we cannot do it,
就事实讲了不能了。
Then truly we say we cannot do it.
没有可能不说谎
，it's not possible.
没有可能不打
，it's not possible. We can fight.
所以每一个人对孩子打
，so we tell the kids fight.
见人就打
，You fight for everybody's sake，
天天说谎
，Everybody
也不可以嘛。我们个人中间内心还相信一定有真实这个事情，不过不知道在哪里。
So within your heart we know that there's something called truth, but we don't know where it is。
甚至也不在你那里
，It's not there。
甚至也不在我那里
，It's not here with me。
那么如果没有真正的真实
，If there's no truth，
那我们谈真实做什么
？Then what for we talk about truth？
如果没有真正的爱同和平的存在
，If there's no truth。 through the love and peace.
我们谈爱做什么？
What for we talk about love?
如果真真真正正正的诚实的必要。
If there's no true need of this honesty.
为什么我还要教导要诚实？
Then why should I teach to be honest?
如果我们知道法官是不公义的，检察官是不公义的，行政官是不公义的，立法院是不公义的，所有的官都不公义，那么到底世界还需要公义吗？
If we say that judges, even supervisors, they're all dishonest, does that mean that we don't need justice in the world?
我们看见有 judicative, 有这个 legislative, 有这些立法的、行政的、这些的这个立法、这个司法的这些的机关。做什么用？
We know that the legislative, there's a judiciary. What for are all these organizations?
里面那些都是读法律读到滚瓜烂熟，读到了怎么能够背出脏脏句句的人？
Because those people are experts with the law.
但是那些一看到钱，就把黑的讲成白的，白的讲成红的。
But when these people see money, they turn the right and wrong.
哪里世界有公义？
Well, where lies justice in the world?
既然没有，
if there's none,
你就对孩子说不义好了。
Then you tell your children don't have to be just.
从小不必公义好了。
You don't have to have justice in the world.
不可以。
You cannot say.
所以这个世界是什么？
What is this world?
在现实犯罪，在理想教育。
In reality, we sin, and also in practice, we teach.
叫做不到的骗孩子。
And that we cannot do, we cheat the children.
一代一代这样。
Then we pass it from generation to generation.
你说是这样吗？
Is that so?
是不是啊？
Is that so?
你不敢答。
You cannot answer.
是不是啊？
Is that so?
你以后一定在骗你的孩子的。
So in the future, you cheat your children.
要诚实。
You must be honest.
要乖乖。
You must be good.
要公义。
You must be righteous.
要有爱心。
You must have love.
不要打架。
Don't fight.
不要骗人。
Don't cheat others.
等你长大，你就是骗人。
When they grow old, you go and cheat.
然后等你孩子慢慢大的时候，他
When the children grows,
怎么爸爸教的跟他行的不一样、啊、
？How come what father teaches different what he does?
他就问你爸爸。
Then you ask your dad.
你叫我不要骗人，为什么现在你做生意骗人
？You ask me not to cheat, but your businessman you cheat a lot.
他说：哎呀，你从前还小嘛。
You say in the past you're still young.
你一定大了就自己会骗人的。
So when you get old, you know how to cheat.
所以人是越变越坏的。
So people are getting worse and worse.
所以你就无形的告诉他没有进化论，只有退化论。
So there's no evidence and there's a retreat.
那么现在这个是整个人类的文化问题。
So this is talking about culture.
整个人类的这个是心灵的问题。
The whole humankind is a spiritual problem.
我们需要道德重建吗？
Do we need to reconstruct our morality?
需要。
Yes.
我们需要人格教育吗？
Do we need to teach our personality?
需要。
Yes.
我们能够不说谎吗？
Can we not lie?
不能。
No.
我们可以说谎吗？
Can we lie?
最好不要。
The best not.
又不能又不要怎么办呢？
So you cannot and you do not want to.
所以我相信没有人比保罗下的结论更好。
So I don't think there's anyone who give the best answer than Paul.
不如说。
Rather you say.
人都是虚幻的。
Men all liars.
上帝是真实。
And God is true.
所以神的存在
so the existence of God,
不是偶纯性的必要
It is not the need of the coincidental existence.
这个不是 contingency necessity.
It's not contingency necessity.
这乃是个 absolute necessity.
乃是一个绝对的需要
神的存在是个绝对的需要
The existence of God is an absolute necessity.
因为当整个人类在最重要关头需要成圣的时候那个根基是谁呢就是神的存在
So when it comes to a crucial moment that men needHonestly, it is because God exists.
自从人类堕落以后
，Ever since man has fallen,
我们的现实社会里面有许多的理想根本没有办法
成。In the real world, there are many ideologies cannot be fulfilled.
但是为什么我们良心的深处继续审判我们
？Why is it in the conscience continue to judge?
为什么当我们看见我的孩子刚刚长大起来，需要那种良心真正的真理的教导呢
？When I see my kids starting to grow, why is it they need the true teaching of conscience?
如果公义可存
，If just Exists,
公义可不存
not,
它的存就叫做偶存性
then the system becomes contingent
不是偶存不是永存性
not the eternal existence.
这是可有可有无的
it can be or cannot be.
不是绝对必须
it's an absolute necessity.
但是这不是基督教的信仰
But this is not the faith of Christianity.
Our God is not an incontingency God.
我们的神不是个偶存性的神
Our God is an absolute necessity existing selfEternal God.
我们的神乃是个永存并且必须存在的神。
你的永存的神。
Because the eternal existing God.
真实的本体。
And the substance of
reality. 是公义的本体。
He is the ontology of
真理的本体。
Of the truth.
是爱的本体。
Also the substance of love.
当全世界都不爱的时候。
When the whole world has no love.
有一个孩子真正需要真正的爱。哪里一定有一个人得准那永存的爱在他里面去在暂时中间发挥出来
Where there's a young kid in that place he needs true love and that true love will exist、
哦、这个暂时表现的永远的爱就是神在人间 给人临时帮助的一个记号。
And that temporary manifestation of love is eternal God who will help us, and that's a sign of His.
什么叫做暂存偶存？
What is my temporary existence and contingent existence?
什么叫做自存永存
？What is self-existing and also eternal existing?
存
，existing
不存
，not
再存
，existing
不存
，not existing
你存
，you exist
还没有结束，我再存。
And before you conclude, I exist.
我存
，I exist
还没有结束，再有
before I end, there's an existence.
所以这样就断断续续有一些存。
So there's a discontinued existence.
但如果突然的这些存同时不存的时候，世界就没有盼望了，对不对
？But if suddenly all this existence become non-existent, then what does that say?
永远必然自我永存的那一位是不可以没有的。
But that self-existing, eternal existence, as absolute existing God cannot be left.
那一位是神
，and that He is God.
他是公义的神
，He is a righteous God.
他是圣洁的神
，He is a holy God.
他是信实的神
He's a faithful God
他是真理的神
He's the God of truth
他是义的神
He's the God of righteousness
他是善的神
He's the God of holiness
他是光明的神
He's the
God of love 他是爱的神
He's the God of love
他是自由拥有
He's God who is self-existing
绝对永存
Absolutely exists
是真理的本体
He's the substance of truth that exists by himself
这样伟大的信仰
And such a great faith
就给我们看见人类还有盼望
Allow to see that man still have hope
你看这个不像呀
You see, this is not good.
那个不像。
That's not good.
这个不像样。
It's not good.
那个不像样。
That's not good.
你问都不像样。
You see that everything is not good.
不什么？不像。
It's not like.
不像什么
？Like what?
不像样。
Like the image.
那么应该怎样才叫像样
？Like what? Should it be a correct right?
所以那个像样的那个样的本在哪里
？And where is the substance of that imitation?
Substance of original image 就是神。
那原本的像就是神，
你明白吗？
You understand?
这是全本圣经的教义里面慢慢把它整顿出来的一条直线。
So the doctrine of the Bible now we conclude into a straight line.
神是一切样式绝对的本。
So that God is the substance of that all the copies.
所以呢，当你做衣服的时候
，So when you make a suit,
你有一个绝对的样本在哪里
？You have a pattern there.
好了，现在每一块布都要剪成这个样子，叫人家缝。
So every cloth you want to put in the pattern so the people sew it.
我不知道你们哪边有哪一些人是衣服工厂的。
I don't know who has this garment factory.
你有一个样本
，You have a pattern
是硬的。
It's a pattern.
是弄得很好的
，a very good pattern.
然后一块布放在那边
，Then the cloth is there.
把这样放上去
，You cut it.
切划了
，You cut it.
啊，叫人剪。
And you cut it.
这个再放在另外一个布。
And then put it on the cloth.
再用这个直画，就用这个
直画，
然后再把它剪了。
And cut it.
那么到最后的时候。
And when it comes to the last one.
当做出来太小的时候。
When it becomes too small.
你说怎么会太小
？How come?
你就用原本拿来量了。
So you use original measure.
你缝太多进去了，怪不得这边小，这边大。
And also you have sewed it wrongly.
所以这个叫做不像样。
So this is not in the right copy.
什么叫不像样呢
？Not right copy.
不像原本样。
Not like copy.
怎么知道呢
What do you know?
一比就知道不像在那里
Because when you compare, you know where it's coming.
所以那个样本是什么呢
So what do you make copy?
就变成批判的权威了
So the original becomes the standard measure.
你明白了吗
So you now know.
如果你明白了你就容易读这一节的意思了
So if you know that, you can understand this verse.
现在大家在读你就
We're going to read again.
就很清楚了
跟
大家一同开声来读
Chapter 3,
第三第四节一同来读
Verses 3 and 4,
即便有不信这又何妨吗难道他们的不信就毁掉上帝的信吗断乎不能不如说上帝是真实的人都是虚妄的如经上所记你责备人的时候显为公义被人议论的时候可以得胜我这两句话我花了很多时间去想
I spent a lot of time to meditate on these two verses
我感到这两句话是很特别很特别
I feel that these two verses are very special
超过许多哲学家智慧的境界
It transcends many of the wisdom of philosophers
你责备人的时候
When they rebuke people
全会公义
It manifests their righteousness
怎么去了解呢
How do you understand?
我们人很难的
It's difficult with men
责备的时候显为凶恶
Because when we rebuke becomes so fierce
对很多人说唐牧师要来讲道你要不要去听啊
So people say that Stephen comes, do you want to go?
有的人说他很凶是不是、啊、
Some say he's very fierce.
他专门
骂人的。
He scold people.
所以有的人说，我去看看他怎么骂的。
So someone said, I want to see how he scold.
所以就唐崇庸这个三个字就是骂人的传道人的记号。
So Stephen Tong is a sign pushing people want to scold.
照我知道，我一生没有骂过人。
According to what I know, I never scold people.
骂人是什么呢？
You know the scolding?
对不起啊，要修爹娘的叫做骂人。
That's scolding.
那我是这辈人。
I want to rebuke.
坐好。好好听道
right,
不要讲话
don't talk,
不要走来走去
don't walk,
坐到前面来
sit in front,
免得人家打扰你
and don't,
你在骂人 you, 你在骂人我没有骂人
scolding,
那叫这辈人
that's called rebuking,
那如果人这辈人的时候
if people rebuke others,
人就生气
people get angry,
你这辈人的时候
we rebuke people,
显为凶恶
sure,
这辈人的时候
rebuke,
显出你不忍耐
you are not patient enough,
脾气这样坏
Yeah, no good temper.
什么牧师那个？
我看
不了。Pastor, 牧师应该这样温柔。
The best might be gentle. That's the best.
男人像女人才叫做牧师。
And a man like a female, that is a pastor.
我就不是那种牧师。
I'm not that kind of pastor.
我照圣经告诉我们。
According to what I'm saying,
应当责备人。
When I have to rebuke,
犯罪的人要在众人面前责备他。
Those who sin, you must rebuke the public.
那个上帝是爱。
See God's love.
我再说。
I say again.
不要用上帝的爱捆绑上帝的公义。
Don't use God's love to bind him.
也不要用上帝的公义捆绑上帝。
Don't use God's righteousness to bind him too.
所以这个呢？我如果责备人的时候
When I rebuke,
不喜欢的是谁
and who are disliking
两种人
two kinds.
是被责备的那个人
He who is being rebuked,
还有其他的讨厌我的牧师你看他又在骂人了
and other person who dislike
但喜欢的是谁呢
and who are those
那是真正要明白真理的人
those who truly want to know the
truth, 谦卑要休息的人
those who humble want to learn,
受责备的时候
when they are being rebuked,
啊我发现我毛病在这原来如此
I know here lies my weaknesses
我告诉你
I tell you,
如果你学钢琴的
even learn piano,
你真正进步是从什么开始
Where would the true progress be?
从一个真正懂得你弹错的地方的老师告诉你这个地方不对那个时候你开始
You will be a teacher who truly know where the place that you play wrong and tell you where it's wrong
我告诉你
I tell you,
我对音乐是很敏感
I'm very sensitive to music
美国有一个人读了音乐博士
In America, there's a PhD in music.
他说：“汤姆斯能不能替我找一份工作？因为你认识的人太多。”
He said, "Pastor, can you find a job for me because you know so many people?"
我说：“你弹给我听。”
I said, "Play and I'll listen."
这个人因为人生挫折太多，结果自卑感到一个地步，什么都不敢做。
So this man, because he has gone through so much frustration, so he feels so inferior, he doesn't do anything at all.
你要我弹什么
？What do you need to play? You see?
我说：“你弹 Chopin,
Chopin,
Polonaise,
Polonaise.
Chopin 是波兰人。”
And he's a Poland.
Polonaise 就把波兰精神弹出来。
And Polonaise also expressed the spirit of Poland.
那你是中国人。
You are Chinese.
你弹肖邦能不能弹出肖邦的波兰精神的那个东西弹出给我
？So you are a Chinese. You want to play the Chopin? Can you play the spirit of the Poland?
哪一首
？Which one?
我就指定一首。
So I say.
他就弹了。当当当当当叮当当叮当当叮当当叮的，他怎么弹？当当当当当叮当当叮当当。
So that's the way you play.
我说你音乐博士怎么弹这样的东西
？I said your doctor in music how can you play in this manner.
现在注意听我的话。
Now listen to what.
第一句，砰砰砰。
The first is this.
第二个跟第三个，第三个要强一点。
And the second, the third must be stronger.
砰砸砸，不可以的。
或者呢？
砰砸砸也不可以的。或者砰砰砰都不可以。砰砰砰，第三个要重一点点。
And the third must be a bit emphasized.
有 crescendo， 咚咚叮咚咚叮咚咚
，then the crescendo，
哦，他就照我的方法弹。
And according to what I say, he's a player。
他是音乐博士啊。
But he's a doctor in music。
我不是音乐博士啊。
I'm not。
他是音乐博士啊。
He's a doctor in music。
他太太坐在旁边。
Then the wife was sitting beside。
他说对了，你要听汤姆斯的话。
But listen to Stephen Tong。
他是在点出你错在哪里。
He pointed all your wrong。
他说谢谢汤姆斯。
Thank you, thank you。
后来他就再弹了。
They play again，
就不一样了。
It's different.
现在他弹得好得不得了。
Now he plays so well.
不是因为我音乐比他好。
Not because my music is better than his.
我的音乐天然感受是很强的。
Because my natural instinct of music is stronger.
所以无论你博士不博士。
Whether it's doctor or not.
当我感到有一个东西不对，我告诉你了，你肯听，你就进步。
When I find there's something wrong with you, I tell you to listen, and that will be good for you.
这是什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
因为你把真的东西讲出来的时候。
Because when it's spoken the truth,
显出。不对的地方在哪里
？It manifests what is wrong.
谁有资格这样讲
？Who is qualified to do that?
当然，只有比你懂的人才有资格对你。
Only the one who knows better than you do is qualified to say that.
我弹的技术没有高。
My technical play is not better.
我在懂音乐的精神这方面比他深。
But I know my music better than he does.
所以我可以这样讲。
So I can say that.
那么现在我问你，
so、
如果人的毛病，谁可以讲？
Man's weaknesses. Who can point out man's weaknesses?
有一些人已经做人做到没有人可以讲他了。
Some has been a man so that man cannot see any weakness about them.
这种人很可怜。
This be a very pitiful.
没人会去讲。
No one can teach them.
无一句会听了。
And they will not listen any statement.
耳朵发沉了。
And the you are so heavy.
没有一句话可以进去。
Never single statement can go through.
我就是这样。
I'm such.
你听过人这样讲吗？
You have heard people say that.
我这个人就是这样。
I'm such a man.
我就是这样，你听过没有？
I'm such a man.
有没有啊？
Have you heard?
你讲过不是听过。
You have said that.
我这个人就是这样。
I'm such a man. What do you mean?
我就是不能变的人。
I am not going to change.
我不要改的。
I don't need to change.
我就是这样。
I'm such.
要这样，你要怎么样？
So I'm such. What can you do?
这种人永远不会进步。
This kind of people can progress.
我这个人就是这样。
I'm such.
你对我好，我就比你更好。
You're better than do me, I'll better than you do.
你对我坏，我就比你更坏。
You're better than me, I'll be worse.
不打自招啊。
So that it manifests its own character.
做的人不能讲的。
You cannot teach them.
不能劝。
You cannot exhort them.
到今天呢
？Until today.
如果你还能听。
If you can listen,
还能接受劝勉
can also accept the face.
你八十岁还可以进步
even though you are 80, you can still progress.
如果你今年十二岁
if you are 12 today,
已经养成一个什么话都不要听了
and you don't listen to any exhortation.
我告诉你，你已经未老先衰，快要死了
I tell you, you are very old enough to die.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
进步哪里来的？
Where comes progress?
接受这辈的时候，谦卑接受自己的弱点，要改进。
When we reveal, you humbly receive your weaknesses in progress.
所以这句圣经说什么？
So what the Bible says?
当你责备人的时候，
When you rebuke,
显为公义。
You show your righteousness.
换一句话说呢？
Which means
只有神有权柄审判全世界。
Only God is qualified to judge the whole world.
甚至审判犹太人。
Even to judge the Jews.
为什么呢？
Why?
你的律法。是他交托他们
because God entrusted the law to them
神凭着什么资格把律法赐给人呢
and we want qualification God entrusted the law to them
因为律法里面所彰显的公义圣洁良善就是神自己的本性
because the righteousness the love and all these things manifested in the law is God's own needs
当神责备人的话语一讲出来的时候
when the word of God the review is being spoken
像光一照耀黑暗瑕疵污秽玷污就显明出来。
It will be like likely illuminated, so that all the shortcomings and the field will be exposed.
我真是很愿意跟那些真正比我懂，又知道我毛病，又能够把爱心把那些东西责备我的人跟我在一起。
I truly like to go together with those people who truly know my weaknesses and tell me my weaknesses are.
但是老实讲
，I tell you,
如果他不懂于乱批评，我也不容易接受。
If he doesn't know, he simply criticize, I will not accept easily.
不是要不要接受批评，是接受哪一个人的批评。
Not whether I receive or not, but who.Who did I want to receive from?
到底是懂得批评，或者不懂乱批评
？Whether you truly know and criticize or not.
如果有一个人批评我
，If a person was to criticize me,
我的态度是先问他的动机是什么
？I'll first ask what is motive.
他是善意的
，Is it from goodwill?
我要接受
，I'll accept.
他是懂的
，If he knows,
我更要接受
，All the more I'll accept.
他是为主的缘故
，If for the Lord's sake,
我一定要接受
，I surely will accept.
为我的好处
，If it's for my own good,
我绝对要接受
，Absolutely, I got to receive it.
你休息这个做人吗？
So you know this to be man.
你如果把这个原则抓到了
，If you have this principle with you,
我是善意的，我是好心劝你。
If the good will say,
我是好心劝你。
Out of good will, I tell you,
我一定尊重他。
I will honor him.
但他不懂乱好心。
But if he doesn't know and so simply out of good will,
一边尊重他，一边求主赦免他。
On one hand, I honor or respect
him. 你这是什么意思
？Forgive him. What do you mean?
我要念神学的前一天
，the day before I go to seminary,
我放下我很大的薪水奉献出去。
I also sacrifice my big salary and go to seminar.
那个时候我十七岁的时候
，I was 17.
我赚的钱是最大的教会最大的牧师两倍多。
The money I made was twofold of the pastor of the biggest church.
当然，你看我也知道我不是笨人呐、啊。
Of course, when you see me, I'm not a fool.
至少差不多。
Not too bad.
所以我那个时候赚的钱比这个200万人口苏拉巴亚最大的礼拜堂最大的牧师两倍多。
So two times more than the biggest church pastor at the time.
我教两个学校。
So I taught in two schools.
年纪轻的是十多岁。
And 10 or 11 for the old and young.
夜校我的学生最老的68岁。
Evening class and also 68 years old of the old one.
那个时候我只有18岁。
I was 18.
我17岁是做老师。
I was 17 when I became a teacher.
所以我的收入很大。
So I have good income.
而且我决定在一年里面。
So I make a decision that in 1 year,
我要吸收三个教书40年的人所有的教学经验在我身上。
So I want to have the experience of those who have taught for 40 years.
所以我对校长说
，So I told him as
把全校最调皮的一班交给我。
Give me the most naughty class in the school.
校长把眼镜拿下来。
And also the principal took out the spectacles.
你才十八岁。
You're only 18.
你要叫全校最调皮的一班。
Well, this is the most naughty in the class of the school.
是的，我要试试看。
Yes, I want to try.
好。No? 我交给你。
I give you.
这个校长真是很有大方的精神。
So this principal has a very broad heart.
我教了一个学期以后。
So after I taught for a semester.
变成全校最乖的学生。
And become the best in the school.
我教书四十多年，到现在还在教。
I've taught until today for more than 40 years.
没有学生对我没有礼貌。
Not even a single student will be disrespectful.
因为我一面严格，一面很尊重。
Because I'm very strict on one hand, on the other, I honor them.
一面爱他们，一面用原则管制他们。
And on one hand, I teach them with love, also with principle.
我不是太笨的人。
I'm not too foolish.
大概你也不会笨到看不出来，就是。
So you will not be too stupid, you won't see that.
所以那个时候我放下这些去读神学的时候
，So when I give all this to go to seminary，
我是破釜沉舟，一生侍奉上帝。
So I'm all determined to serve the Lord。
当我要念神学的前一天
，So the day before I go to seminary，
我的姨母来劝我。
My this mother's sister told me。
Mother's sister， 对了。My aunt。
My aunt told me。
哎呀，崇勇啊。
Stephen Tong。
我是你的姨母。
I'm your auntie.
是你妈妈的大姐。
And also the elder sister of your mom.
我很关心你。
I keep concern of you.
我很爱你。
I love you.
无论如何，明天不要去念书。
No matter what, tomorrow don't go to seminary.
你不要做笨人。
Don't be a fool.
你不是不会赚钱。
You know how to make money.
你不是没有出息的人。
You have good children.
你要爱你妈妈。
You must love your mom.
你三岁就没有父亲。
You are three without a father.
你母亲辛苦把你养大。
And your mother spent a lot of time.
她苦了这一生。
She suffered.
现在你应该用钱才使你妈妈年老快乐。
You must use the money to bring up your.
年轻念神就一文钱都没有。
So when you go to seminary, you have nothing.
所以乖乖听我的话。
So listen to me.
我是用爱心劝你。
We love and exhort you.
你一定要听话。
You listen to me.
你懂吗？我是爱心
劝你。You know, I exhort you.
我诚实劝你。
But honestly, I exhort you.
要不要听他
？You want to listen to him?
要不要？啊？如果要，今天就没有查经大会了。
If that is, then there's no this meeting.
要不要听他？他劝我、
so、try,
很好他的动机好
good intention,
但是他不明白
but she doesn't understand.
他如果我听他变成我体贴肉体我没有尊重神的
词 If I were to listen to her, which I do not obey God, but I obey to myself.
所以静静地听
so I listen to
听完了以后
after that,
他说姨母我对他说姨母
Auntie,
谢谢你
Thank you.
我今天晚上好好祷告
Tonight I'll pray hard.
你也为我祷告
you pray for me too.
明天晚上我再告诉你
Tomorrow night I'll tell you
啊你是乖孩子乖孩子
You are a good child.
好好祷告好好祷告
pray hard.
我当然好好祷告
Of course I pray hard.
一面好好祷告怎样顺从是一面好好祷告求主帮助他明白
And on one hand I pray hard to God I want to obey to God On the one hand pray that God will change her
第二天早上
So the next day
那怎么样呢
What happened now?
我祷告了，我要去念神学。
I said, I want to go to the
seminary. 哎呀，你姨母很失望了。
So your auntie feel very disappointed.
我很不好意思，我也很失望。
I was disappointed too.
我说姨母，我继续，我们再祷告。
So auntie, we continue.
好了，你快快度了一下就回来。你要知道，你这个走错路的。
So you go for a few years and come back because you go the wrong way. She said.
我心里想，你要知道，你这个讲错话。
So I was finding my mind.
很难的，而且你是长辈啊。她比我的妈妈还老十六岁啊
She's older than my mother for 16 years.
真是很难过。
She feels disappointed.
如果人劝我们
，If man would have taught me,
责备我们
，to rebuke us,
可能会他错。
Maybe she may be wrong.
但是如果神的责备会错吗
？If it comes from God, can be wrong?
会不会错
？Can it be wrong?
不会错。
No.
所以基督徒要知道。
So Christians know,
在神面前受责备是有福气。
Before the Lord, if you are being rebuked, you are blessed.
因为神是不会错。
Because God cannot go wrong.
那么当神没有责备我们以前
，If before God rebuked us,
我们是麻醉沉睡，很舒服的走错路的。
We are being drunk in the wrong way.
但是当神责备的时候
，But when God rebuked,
我们醒过来
，We awake.
我才知道原来他是故意。
Then we know that he's righteous.
那就是受教的心理。
So this psychology of being taught.
现在我讲一点教育学的问题啊。
So I tell you now education.
我们一面明白这段圣经。
So we want to understand this passage.
一面应用在我们的世界上。
And try to apply to our world.
你从来没有责备过你的孩子。
You have never rebuked your children.
知道他有错也不肯讲他。
Even when they are wrong, you cannot say anything.
老的时候他一定看不起。
When they are old, they despise you.
你看过很多人看不起他父母吗
？You see a lot of people despise their parents.
而可能是最爱他的父母是他最看不起的。
Maybe the parents that love them the most are the ones that despise the most.
他违背圣经这个原则。
Because they've gone against the principle of the Bible.
应当讲话的时候
，When you have to speak,
你要勇敢讲。
You better speak briefly.
应当责备的时候
We have to rebuke.
你要责备
You better rebuke.
像你是替天行道
Then you are doing the word of heaven.
你的神是这样对待人
Because such the man that God deal with men.
这些圣经不是保罗讲的
This passage is not talking about Paul.
前面一节是保罗结论起来的
In the previous passage is God making conclusion.
这些圣经是从旧约引用过来的
But here is being quoted from the Old Testament.
耶和华
耶和华
你责备人的时候
When you rebuke,
显出你的公义
is proof that you're right.
你审判人的时候
when you judge,
是显出你的圣洁
that you prevail with holiness.
这是圣者、义者的特权。
This is the special right of the holy one, the righteous one.
有的人你不责备他不成器。
Some people, if you don't rebuke them, they cannot become good.
上面有一些基督徒不鞭打他不醒悟。
The same thing with some of these Christians, they're not disciplined and they cannot get awakened.
教会
the church,
不可能被一个只讲好话的传道人复兴起来。
It cannot be revived by a preacher who doesn't speak pleasant words.
要有一些很勇敢。
Maybe someone who's brave,
很义气
that will righteous,
自己有很好的榜样
and good example,
不是为自己是为神的荣耀
not for their own sake, but for the sake of the glory of God,
不是讨人喜欢是为人的好处
not to please other, but to, do for their own good
在应当讲话的时候好好为神讲话的传道
When it comes to the time to speak, he must use a preacher to speak.
人的荣耀就显明
And God's glory will be manifested.
那么我们怎么明白这样的事情
How to understand this?
圣经告诉我们
The Bible says,
当人按照上帝所该受的敬畏，晓得他的愤怒的时候
，When men according to God's honor and also His wrath, then you speak.
你知道他是可畏的
，Then you know that he's a fearsome.
你知道他的愤怒是应该受敬畏
，Know that his wrath be respected.
那么你这种认识、这种敬畏，就是。真正道德的开端
This is the knowledge, the fear, the beginning of your ethics.
你说有这样的话吗？
Is that so?
有
Yes
在诗篇九十篇里面
In Psalm 90
Moses 年老的是两次说
Moses when he was old, twice he said
有谁按照你该受的畏惧知道你的愤怒
According to your fearfulness and according to your this brother
有谁知道你愤怒的权势呢？
Who knows also your right or wrong?
这是圣经里面只有这两句讲得这样清楚，很特别的一次的话。
So these two statements are very clearly in Psalm 90.
上帝啊
，God，
你是发脾气的上帝。
You are the one who have wrath.
你是只有唯一一个有资格向罪人发脾气的。
The only one who is qualified to have wrath before and upon the sinners.
但是当你显出你的爱，大家都很喜欢。
When you manifest your love, everybody loves.
当你发脾气的人都。不认识你
But you get your brother, people don't know you.
谁看你的脸色
Who see your face?
谁知道你的发脾气
Who know that you're angry?
谁就因为你该受的畏惧知道你的愤怒这个人就有福气
And because you're worthy of being fearful and that's why he's blessed.
一个伟大的父亲
A mighty father.
他会教导他的孩子懂得在必要的时候怎样看他的脸色
He will know how to teach the children so that they will look at their countenance.
一个笨的父母亲
A foolish parent.
天天咒骂家结果没有人听他的
Every day he'll curse and swear and nobody respect him
你们做母亲的
So you as a mother
你越讲越多你的影响就越小
The more you speak the less influence you have
The more you talk the less you influence
你讲的越多你的影响越少
平常女子是心情很好她的嘴巴讲不停
And many a time this lady talk too much
快闪了讲就不要你要死了为什么不听话一直讲一直讲, 一直讲结果你的孩子不但不悔改他父啊赦免他因为他所做的他不知道
Not only your children will not repent and they ask God to forgive you because you speak too much you don't know
That's wrong education
这是错误的教导
你们好好听这个查经很多东西你好好用你一生变得很聪明
Listen to these seminars and also you use once then you become more intelligent
有一个小孩子
There was a kid
他妈妈七八岁的时候
When she was seven or eight,
妈妈替她洗澡完了给她换衣服
and she was in chain after she was washed.
她竟然讲一句话
and she said a statement.
她说妈妈，我不怕你。
Mother, I'm not afraid of you.
七姑娘，你不叫我。
我告诉
你，你不怕我，你怕谁？
You're not afraid of me.
我打死你哦。
A bitch is bad.
她因为每天都打死，每天都没有死嘛。
Because every day she beat to death, she never dies.
她妈妈，我不怕你。
She said, Mom, I do not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of you.
只怕一个人。
I'm afraid one person.
妈妈就很妒忌了
And mother got so angry
你不怕我怕一个人你怕谁
Who are you afraid of?
我怕我只有一个老师
Only one of my teachers
为什么
Why?
你为什么不怕我？
What's that not for me?
我就妈妈心酸溜溜，从小替她摸大便摸小便。
She feels so envious.
现在她不听她的话。
And she doesn't want to listen to her.
我不怕你。
I'm not afraid.
我只怕一个老师。
Only one teacher afraid.
然后孩子讲一句话。
And that girl said what statement?
后来一个教育学家就写在他的教育的这个博士的论文里。
So that educator wrote in his PhD dissertation.
你知道那孩子讲什么话？
And what did she say?
因为我的老师知道。什么时候应当责备我，应当罚我，应当打我，你从来不懂的。
Because my teacher know when to punish me and when to teach me.
You never know when to rebuke me, when should you punish me. You never know.
你从来不知道什么时候责备我，什么时候罚我。
所以呢，我就不怕你。
So I'm not afraid of you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers,
这句话很宝贵。
This is very precious.
我有好几年的时间受这句话影响。
Many, for many years I've been influenced by this.
上帝啊。
God.
当你责备人的时候
，when you rebuke，
先为公义
；it proves that you're right。
当你审判人的时候
，when you judge，
先为清正
；your holiness prevail。
当你怒责人的时候
，when you have wrath on people，
显出你的神圣
；you manifest your holiness。
当一个人发易怒的时候
，when a person has righteous wrath，
他脸孔所显出的神圣的威严呢，有神的形象在
，his countenance have the essence of image of God being manifested，
对不对？
Is that right?
当一个人随便犯罪
，When a person just sins in a loose way,
他的嬉皮笑脸有撒旦的形象。
Even his laughter has the image of Satan.
你要懂得
，You must know.
懂得什么人用神性的威严对你说话的
？That who speak to you with authority of God.
什么人是用撒旦的这个甜言蜜语对你勾引的
？Who speak to you with the sweet word of Satan?
基督教的信仰。
In Christianity,
正统的教会
and Orthodox,
当神复兴人的时候
when God revives,
他会在复兴的地方建立他公义的审判台
It is in a place of revival you want to establish his judgment throne
而只有公义的根基才是审判能力的来源
Only the righteousness as a foundation to become the source of righteousness
上帝啊
God,
你责备人的时候
when you rebuke
先为公义
it proves that you're right
上帝啊
God,
因为你是圣洁的
because you are the holy one,
威严的上帝
you are the fearsome one,
所以你用你的公义审判全地
so you use the righteousness to judge the whole world
亚伯拉罕是第一个明白这个道理的
Abraham was the first one to understand this
发一个问题到现在成为法律界很重要的问题
he asked a question become a very important question in the mind of law
审判全地的上帝岂不行公义呢
God who judges the whole world doesn't he practice righteousness
神如果要审判全地
，If God wants to judge the whole world，
难道他不公义吗
？Then can he be not righteous？
只有公义的神才可以审判全世界的人。
Only the righteous God can judge the whole world。
所以这是圣经整条的线索。
So that is the line of thought of the Bible。
不是像新派的神学所讲的宗教观念是慢慢演进的。
Not like a liberal theology saying that this religion evolves。
乃是从第一本书。
But for the first book,
创世纪
Genesis,
亚伯拉罕的
Abraham said,
审判全地的地的上帝岂不行公义
Oh God, who judges the whole world, doesn't he practice righteousness?
接下去
And then,
亚伯拉罕生以撒
Abraham,
以撒生雅各
Isaac,
雅各生约瑟
Jacob,
约瑟是第二个很伟大明白公义的一个人
Joseph was the second one who understood about righteousness.
他那个波提法的妻子脱光衣服，用美丽的身体来引诱他犯奸淫的时候。
When the governor's wife wanted to entice him to commit adultery，
一个年轻人
，a young man，
不必用钱去买淫。
He doesn't have to spend money to have this adultery。
人家贵妇脱衣房，脱光衣服来给你。
Noble woman would do the strip herself。
免费的
，and free，
要不要
？Do you want？
感谢主，机会来了。
Is the Lord the chance coming today？
是不是这样的 ？Is that？ 又是怎么回答的
？How did Joseph answer？
我岂能犯这个大罪？的罪，上帝呢
？How can I commit this great sin to go against my God？
只有这个心里面正的人，在重要的时刻才能讲出这样伟大的话语。
Only a one who is right with his heart in this crucial moment has said the same.
青年人
，young people，
这个世界太坏了。
This world is corrupt.
你要好好看出谁是正派的人，谁是敬畏上帝的人，谁是讲话有神公义。审判的那个原则的
You must see the one who is one who speaks the righteous now, who is one who practices according to the law and principle.
如果你这样敬畏上帝
If you respect God, honor God,
这样有智慧
and with wisdom,
严厉恶事
and also depart from all sins,
你这一生不会走冤枉路做糊涂人
Then in the whole life we are not walking in a roundabout way.
我们前面的日子还长。
Our days are still long.
我们怎么可以偏斜？
How can you go astray?
为什么不在神的大光下面？
Why don't under the light of God?
走正道。
Go in the right way.
当上帝责备人的时候，
When God rebuke,
显出他的公义。
It manifests his righteousness.
你说主啊，
You say Lord,
求你帮助我。
Help me.
渴慕这种聚会。
To desire these kind of meetings.
爱你责备的那些场合。
And to love those occasions whereby you rebuke us.
在你智慧的责备里面找到我真正圣洁的方向。
That in the rebuke of wisdom, I find my true direction.
好叫我的青春不是浪费。
So that my youth won't squander.
我不要虚度光阴。
I don't want to spend my life.
我不要白占地图。
And not to occupy the place.
我不要徒受恩典。
And also just to receive the grace in vain.
我不要枉费我的青春。
I don't want to squander my youth.
我要像约瑟。
I want to be like Joseph.
像大尼利。
Like Daniel.
走在正路上。
Walk in the right way.
蒙你真理的引导。
So that I'm guided by your truth.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
你责备人的时候。
When you rebuke.
显为圣洁。
You prove that you're right.
只有正气浩然的人。
Only the one with true righteousness.
面对罪人毫无畏缩。
He can face the sinners and not be threatened.
当耶稣在圣殿的时候。
When Jesus was in the temple.
用绳子当作鞭子，把那些兑换银钱的人把他们赶出去。
He used a rope to whip those people who have business.
你们竟然把我上帝的殿当作贼窝。
You turned my father's temple into the thief den.
推翻那些兑换银钱的桌子。
And push away the table of those money changers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
耶稣是很威严，但是很有智慧的。
He is the one with righteousness, but yet with wisdom.
耶稣吩咐那些卖牛羊的人出去。
He asked those who sell the cows and sheep to go,
把牛羊赶出去。
And chase away those animals.
耶稣没有把那些鸟把它放掉飞走。
But he did not let go all those birds.
因为牛羊赶出去，他们跟上去，牛还在。
Because when the calf and the sheep are being chased, they can still follow and chase them.
如果耶稣把笼子开了，叫鸟飞走飞走，他们就没有饭吃了。
If the birds were to fly away, then they could catch it back.
他们威严中间还有慈爱，还有公义。
So even the righteousness that is also a love.
直接做出推翻的钱倒了，还可以去抓回来。
So when the table is being turned, they can still pick up the money.
耶稣告诉他们不能这么做。
And they said what they shouldn't do.
不在这里。
And not here.
你还可以有你的生活。
But you can still have a livelihood.
我们的主又公义又慈爱又智慧又有能力。
He's also righteousness, love, and also wisdom and power.
但他责备的时候。
But when you rebuke,
那些人没话讲。
Those people cannot say anything.
就乖乖的走了。
And they got to go.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶稣没有责备以前，他们的心早就自己责备自己了。
As before Jesus rebuked, they hadn't even rebuked themselves.
一边自己责备，一边自己原谅，一边自己责备，一边自己原谅。
Rebuke, forgive, forgive, rebuke.
所以我告诉你，
I tell you,
如果你蒙上帝呼召做传道，
If God has called you to be preachers,
你不怕用爱心讲诚实的责备的话语。
You have to use love to rebuke.
You don't be afraid.
不要怕。
If you are working in accordance with the will of God.
如果你是按照神的旨意的行
，If you are talking something and under the guidance of Holy Spirit，
如果你是按照圣灵引导来传说
，Then God be sure to be with you，
神一定与你同在。
And the conscience of those who are rebuked by you will say Amen， you are right。
那些被责备人的良心一定说 Amen， 你是对的。
教会真的需要神公义的责备。
When the church needs the true righteous review of God，
教会需要复兴。
Because the church needs to be revived。
很可惜。
But very pitifully。
当上帝要讲爱心的时候，每一个传道人都愿意做他的代表。
When God wants to speak about love， everybody wants to be his representative。
当神要人做他这辈的器皿的时候，大家说主啊，我不做，因为这个吃力不讨好。
When God wants people to be the channel of his review， people doesn't want it。
这就是奋兴家特别少的原因。
And that's why there are few of this revivalist。
奋兴家还没把人新人就去把他杀死。
Because before the revivalists revived, people killed them.
使徒约翰。
John the Baptist.
送上去。
终生。
不是早被杀，就是早早自己损害自己而死，因为太疲累。
Or whether they have been killed earlier, or because they worn out themselves, they died young.
每个时代需要神这样的。
But for every generation, you need this kind of rebuke.
为什么呢？
Why?
你责备人的时候，显为公义。
When you rebuke, you prove you're right.
当你被人议论的时候，
When you're being discussed,
你必得胜。
You will prevail.
所以当神的公义一行出来之后，
When God's righteousness is being done,
人就反对。
People go against.
人就议论。
People
就强辩。
People debate.
人就抵挡。
People go against.
上帝说， Let you expose yourself before me.
那你自己在人面前暴露自己吧。
Let you show forth your argument.
使你自己的辩论的铺露出来。
那就 manifest your own foolishness，
来铺露你的愚昧。
你把你自己的愚昧显出来。
所以 your foolishness being opposed。
所以每一个抵挡上帝的论文，都是人类愚昧的记录。
Every argument that go against God is a record of man's foolishness。
你注意听这句话。
Listen to this carefully。
所有反对上帝的哲学，都是自讨羞辱的一个记录。
All philosophy that go against God is a record of the soul afflicted shame。
我教哲学教了30多年。
I've taught philosophy more than 30 years。
我后来归纳几句话。
Then I have a few statements to say。
所有抵挡上帝真理的哲学体系
，All philosophical system that go against the truth of God，
最少有两个特点。
There are two special points。
第一个特点
，First，
隐藏着自我抵消、自我破灭的种子在自己的系统里面。
It's embraced with the seed of self-destruction and self-nullification。
A self-defeating factor is within the system itself。这是第一个。
And that's the first.
第二个
the second,
里面隐藏着不久之后一定会爆炸的定时炸弹。
And also the time bomb is now embedded in that.
所以当共产主义起来的时候
so when the communism
批判基督教反对上帝的道
criticize God and the Christianity
几十年以后
and after tens of years
Tom
exploded
自己爆炸了
he exploded by itself
苏联在哪里
where's Russia now
没有啦
no more
中国共产共产党真的城市共产党
This is a Chinese communism. They are the true communism.
理论共产党，实际私产党。
Doctrine one is communism, but then they have private properties.
现在还有什么共产国家呢
？What communist country do you have now?
他们还在做梦。
They're still in dreams.
自己打自己的嘴巴。
They slap their own face.
从前挂羊头卖狗肉。
In the past, they have a straight head and then sell the meat of the dog.
现在挂狗头卖羊肉。
But now they have the head of the dog and now sell the meat of the sheep.
共产主义的头头比许多资本家更资本家。
And even the head of the communism is more capitalist than many capitalists.
为什么呢
？Why？
就是这两个因素嘛。
Two factors.
Self-destructing, self-defeating factor.
自我毁灭的因素。
第二
，second，
the time bomb to be exploded someday，
一个一天一定要爆炸的即时炸弹。
所以呢，圣经说什么
？The Bible says，
上帝呀、啊，
God，
你责备人的时候
，when you rebuke，
显为公义
；you prove that you're right，
你非议论的时候
，when you're being judged，
显出你的得胜。
You prevail。
这句话太深了。
All these statements are so profound。
你说唐牧师，我读经平常读不出什么，就读来读去就是这几天。
Hey, Pastor, I've never read this many here。
我告诉你。
I tell you。
我读经有一个不同的地方。
There's something different with my reading。
我从世界历史演化的各种抵挡神的系统中间找出了神超越人意识形态的最高智慧的审判的力量。
From all system of the world, I have found out the principle in the Bible that supersedes all this.
很可惜
but very pitifully.
今天许多教会
many churches today
没有好好去查验神的话语的奥秘同隐藏着的最高的能力。
They do not examine the profanity and also the highest wisdom within the word of God.
甚至连讲圣经的道的信息都没有了。
Even they don't interest to preach the word of the Bible.
找了一些不是圣经的。
And finding something which is not biblical.
来骗基督徒。
And to treat the Christians.
来麻醉基督徒。
And to numb the Christians.
来吓基督徒。
And to threaten the Christians.
为什么不来做礼拜？
为什么这个？
为什么你冷淡？
为什么
你不可以不爱主
？You don't love God.
这些话好像句句都对。
As if it's all right.
但是我要问。
I want to ask.
我如果爱主
？If I love God.
我到教会来。
I come to the church.
我听到什么
？What have I heard?
你供应什么？
What have you provided?
我要怎么样明白上帝的话
？How to understand the word of God?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers,
我们这个是查经大会吗
？We have this meeting of
it. 当然我知道是查经大会。
Of course I know.
除了这个呢
？Other than that,
这是一个征战的会议。
This is a meeting of wars.
It's a spiritual battle.
It's a spiritual battle.
Spiritual warfare.
那属灵征战在那里。
这一个属灵的战争。
This spiritual warfare
要教会醒悟过来。
So that you will realize.
基督徒坚固过来。
The Christian will strengthen.
不但使你明白上帝的话。
Not only understand the word of God.
而且你明白了怎样运用神话隐藏的智慧能力在你生活的每一个细节上。
So the every detail of life, you know how to use the wisdom of God that's hidden in the Bible.
第二。
Second,
要兴起一些人以后后继有神国度真正有用的工人
that God will rise some people from here so they become successors of the God's kingdom
愿神从你们中间呼召人出来
that from you God will call people
实实在在
so here truly
真有勇敢
and brave enough
顺从圣灵
to obey the Holy Spirit
在圣灵引导之下
in the guidance of the Holy Spirit
为神公义慈爱真理的出口
And also become the channel of his righteousness and his truth.
Third,
the
这样的查经道
会 kind of meetings,
要刺激现有的讲台
will stimulate this pulpit,
无论是惧怕
whether you're frightened,
无论是自卑
whether you're feeling inferior,
无论是追求都好
whether you're looking for seeking heart,
因为这个讲台
because of this pulpit,
是大家受刺激受激励或者受鼓舞能够奋发起来是二十一世纪教会有更好的前途。
You will stimulate, you will constrain so that the future of the church will be better.
我不会永远活在世界上。
I will not live in the world forever.
我现在是人生后面的一段。
I'm coming to the last part of my life.
我如果不讨人的喜悦，你原谅我。
If I am not pleasing people, forgive me.
因为我这一生看神的面过于看人的面。
Because in my whole life, I look at the face of God more than people.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我们再读这几节好吗
？So we read these few verses again.
我相信你再读的时候，你更深明白了。
So you understand better.
我今天还不能讲完。
I cannot finish this today.
只能讲到第二节。
Only the
叫第四节。
Four verses.
我们大家一同来说。
We read together.
这样
说来，犹太人有什么长处？隔离有什么益处呢？凡事大有好处。第一是上帝的圣言教导他们，即便有不幸的，
这有何妨呢？
难道他们的不幸就废掉上帝的信吗？断乎不能。不如说神
上帝是真实的，
人都是虚妄的。如经上所记，你责备人的时候显为公义，被人议论的时候可以得胜。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
虽然短短几句话
Even though just a few short statements,
已经隐藏了这么丰富的原理。